The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to Feminist Around the World, where we celebrate activists, advocates, all those who are creating differences and making so much change. And we want to give flowers while they're still with us. Annie, as in fact, we actually got a shout out from someone that we may have to come back to. And hopefully maybe we can do an interview. I'll tell you off mic. But yeah, we got someone who actually caught us. They're like, I saw my name. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's cool.
I meant to tell you this off mic, but I just remembered it as we're talking about it, because that's one of the things that we want to do is celebrate who they are and what they've been doing while they're still with us, and not wait till it's too late ever, because that's happened way too much, where people do not get their flowers when they deserve it. We want them to know we appreciate them. Yes. And that's kind of the point of this segment in itself. And today we are talking about an amazing activist and entrepreneur who's been working to change waste into something sustainable. And that activist and entrepreneur is Nzambe Mati from Nairobi. Mati is an engineer, an innovator, an environmentalist, and so much more. She has already accomplished so much within her 31 years and continues to change the world with her innovative ideas. And apparently she's got a lot of them. This is just one of them. All the people who know her or have interviewed her are like, yeah, she's got ideas. So I'm really excited to find out if there's more that we see. But yeah, so after being trained in engineering and biochemistry, Mati worked as an engineer in the Kenyan oil industry, but soon left her job in 2017 to start her new venture. She told interviewers, quote, in 2017, I decided to quit my formal job as a data analyst in order to focus on sustainability and waste management. Using material engineering and science background, I was like, how can we figure out a way to convert this plastic waste into something useful? It was from here when I decided to enter building space, because building is a basic human need. Fast forward, that's how we ended up converting plastic into building blocks.
And with that, she founded the company Jingay Makers, which has become an innovative solution to the plastic that has been wasted and no longer in use. From their site, jingay.co.ke, quote, Jingay constitutes a community-focused enterprise striving to cater to the requisite for sustainable and economically viable alternative building materials within Kenya and the broader continent. Our inaugural creations are innovations formulated from recycled plastics utilized to fabricate plastic paving blocks, plastic paving tiles, and plastic manhole covers. Our assembly conceptualized the inception of a plastics accumulation enterprise, which was intended to categorize and vend plastic waste to other recycling corporations. The realization that we were amassing waste more rapidly than it could be absorbed by the recycling entities led to a reevaluation and alteration of our original concept. Consequently, a resolution was reached to augment the value of these plastics. Thus, the idea to create alternative construction products was conceived.
Yeah, and it goes on talking about their mission, saying, "Our mission is to devise innovative solutions for the development of aesthetic, pleasing, and sustainable alternative construction products, catering not only to Kenya, but also extending our reach across the African continent. Our objective is to supply sustainable and cost-effective alternative building materials while simultaneously generating employment opportunities for the youth and women. We are committed to fostering a culture of recycling and upcycling within Kenya and throughout Africa, contributing to environmental preservation and sustainability." And they explain how it's done, saying, "We accumulate the plastic waste and utilizing the state-of-the-art technologies, we process it, amalgamating the recycled plastic with sand to formulate a mixture. This concoction is then molded to fabricate our diverse products. Jingay Makers has carved a unique position as a pioneering manufacturer in delivering aesthetically pleasing, economically accessible, and environmentally sustainable alternative plastic building materials."
And in different interviews, she has explained why she has dedicated her life to doing this. Quote, "Plastic waste is not just a Kenya problem, but it's a worldwide problem. Here in Nairobi, we generate about 500 metric tons of plastic waste every single day, and only a fraction of that is recycled. We decided, what more can we do instead of just sitting in the sidelines and complaining? Essentially, companies have to pay to dispose the waste, so we solve their problem. That waste essentially comes for free."
And she explains that she feels plastic is misused and misunderstood. Quote, "It is absurd that we still have this problem of providing decent shelter, a basic human need. Plastic is a material that is misused and misunderstood. The potential is enormous, but its afterlife can be disastrous. We thought of this amazing material, but we didn't think of the repercussions. We didn't think about the afterlife, especially of single-use plastics." And in 2020, she was named Young Champion of the Earth winner at the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, and she was able to get funding and mentoring through the program.
And here's a bit from the UNEP website about her work. Quote, "Through trial and error, she and her team learned that some plastics bind together better than others. Her project was given a boost when Mati won a scholarship to attend a social entrepreneurship training program in the United States of America. With her paver samples packed in her luggage, she used the material labs in the University of Colorado Boulder to further test and refine the ratios of sand to plastic."
Right. And here's a quote from LifeGate.com about the process of the plastic waste recycling her company does. Quote, "Nzombi explains the several stages to Jingay's mechanical plastic waste recycling. She said the first stage involves pre-processing, which includes the sourcing and collection of plastic waste. The waste is cleaned, shredded, and separated into different plastic types. Secondly, the processing stage involves the mixing of waste plastic with sand and glass. However, it is at this process when they add color in the process. Meanwhile, the final stage involves a hydraulic press, which includes breaking the mixture into different shapes and sizes, depending on whatever block you're making. And then the materials are moved to the cooling bath where they reduce the temperatures to room temperature. And once the blocks are cool, they are ready to be laid." And Nzombi said the paving blocks are stronger and cheaper than concrete blocks. And that's what the company specializes in, making high-quality, sustainable pavers and construction bricks from used plastic.
These bricks, though, were not her original intention. In Euronews.com, they write, quote, "Creating building blocks out of plastic wasn't in Nzombi's business plan. She was initially going to open a plastics collection company that would sort and sell plastic waste to other recycling companies. However, Nzombi realized Jingay was collecting waste faster than the recycling companies could uptake. So she decided to use her engineering background and pivot to create sustainable alternative construction products. Now Jingay has become a trailblazer in the industry." And her work is reaching beyond just the sustainability part. From the LifeGate.com article, they quote Matisse saying, "Our company employs marginalized individuals, especially women and youth. Jingay Makers is empowering communities and offering hope for a better future. This combination of environmental and social sustainability makes Jingay Makers stand out as a true pioneer in the world of social entrepreneurship."
Yeah, she has become an inspiration for so many. And as of 2023, her company has done so well that the demand is exceeding the supply. And according to that Euronews.com, their work keeps expanding and helping so many. Quote, "Jingay also plans to help the community by promoting upcycling, recycling culture, and providing jobs for young people across the African continent. I'm happy to say we have 123 families benefiting from this process," Nzombi says. Looking long-term, the young entrepreneur plans to use her skills to train the next generation. She hopes this kind of recycling, turning plastic waste into vital resources, is a model every country will eventually adopt. And honestly, I was looking at their site. They look good. I want some of those. I want some of those to put into my property because they look like nice and they've done a really great job. Of course, this is just one of the things that she is doing and she's being recognized for. Her award came in 2020. I can't imagine that's the last award, but I haven't found anything else. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about the company and what they're doing. I hope we do. I hope it becomes global because it needs to be accessible.
Yes. Yes. This is such an important thing. And I have a lot of friends who are involved in stuff like this. So this is an exciting topic to go over. And I'm glad people are looking into it because it's, yeah, impacting all of us. If you have any more resources, listeners, that we could use to come back to this topic or this person, please let us know. If you have any suggestions for this segment, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christine, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.